It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
Welcome to the MMA show. I'm glad you're with me. You know, last week we talked about parents kind of screwing up their kids, and we're kind of going to continue on that subject because this family is very dysfunctional that we're going to talk about, but something amazing comes out of it. And so something good can always come out of something bad. And so I've been doing a study called The Patriarchs with Beth Moore, and it's just, I really enjoyed the study with the patriarchs. It's something that I really could relate to as far as Abraham's wife, Sarah, and Isaac's wife, Rebecca, because both of those women had a hard time conceiving. And then God opened their womb, and it was very known that it was God who allowed them to have children because they were both barren women. And they had, Sarah had a baby, I think in her 90s, if I could remember correctly. I could be wrong about that. But anyway, she was really old when she had her son. And then Rebecca, she wasn't quite as old as Sarah, but she was unable to have children for a very long time. And finally, they were able to have kids. So Isaac was 40 years old when he married his wife. And I'm not exactly sure how old Rebecca was, but it's something that I could relate to. And so if you are a woman who has dealt with that, or maybe your wife has dealt with that, you guys can totally relate to what that feels like. From a woman's perspective, I felt less than a woman because the parts of my body that made me female weren't working correctly. There was a lot of depression that went into it. It was very, very hard to watch other women have babies, and you get invited to the baby shower and people felt funny. You know, they didn't want to not include me. They didn't want to be offensive in that way, but they also wanted to be tenderhearted and, you know, they didn't want to not invite me because they liked me and they want to include me. But at the same time, they didn't want to invite me because they didn't want to cause me any pain. So I was invited and I went because I think that's the right thing to do when you are a barren woman. Even though you're dying inside at the baby showers, at least you're showing your friends you support them and you care about them, because nobody shoved it in my face. Nobody. Everyone was at least tender in that way, but it was really hard. So I was very blessed because even though I had miscarriages, I had what they call rainbow babies. So you have a baby after you've lost a baby. And so I've had 2 rainbow babies, 3 miscarriages, then my daughter, 1 miscarriage, and then my son. And I'm like, you know what? I think we're good to go. And I don't know why God allowed me to finally bear children, because I understand in this segment, and we're going to learn about this family dynamic and how messed up they are. I know why God allowed Sarah and Rebecca to have children, because they were going to be the forefathers of the Judeo-Christian faith. If we didn't have the Hebrew faith, the Jewish faith, you can't have Christianity. It just doesn't work out. You have to have the Jewish faith in order to complete, you know, the Christian faith. These are our forefathers. So I understand why he opened their womb, but for whatever reason, God blessed me. Maybe it was just to encourage you, if you're listening and you were a barren woman. Maybe it's just to encourage you that, hey, don't give up. Keep praying. I might do a show later on some... Well, actually, you know what? Since we're talking about the subject, I kind of felt led. I felt led this week. And I don't know if we're going to go on to our topic, but I just keep thinking about, should I tell women who are trying to get pregnant the things that I did to help me get pregnant? Because I don't want to give false hope, but I do want to give hope. And I know I'm not the only woman that has gone through what I'm about to share with you, because there are several other women that have gone through something similar. So it was just an accident. And I just came across this, actually. It just kind of an epiphany about what I'm about to tell you, was because I was listening to another woman with the same similar testimony as me. We have both PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it causes a lot of issues in the body. One is weight gain. I've never been a heavy person. I've never been an overeater, but since this PCOS has flared up. It's been really hard to control my weight. And I really work at it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing a 28-day challenge to a healthier you. So if you're interested in joining me on that 28-day challenge, then the information will be in the show notes and on my website, AmberMayProductions.com, AmberMayProductions.com, or in the show notes. So click that. But I was listening to this woman who had PCOS, and she was telling her story. And she said, I had learned about chiropractic adjustments and how a lot of women, after they got adjusted, would end up getting pregnant. And so she decided to go and give that a try. Well, she said she couldn't afford it at the time, but when she walked in, the chiropractor just so happened to need to hire someone. So he decided to hire her, and she got her treatments for free. And sure enough, that was one of the things that led her to getting pregnant. So I would say probably a year before I got pregnant with my daughter. Maybe it wasn't even that long, to be honest with you. It's hard to remember the exact time frame, but let's just go with a year, okay? So I've already tried and tried and tried. It took me years to get pregnant, then I'd lose it, and it took me years to get pregnant, then I'd lose it, okay? So then I got in a car accident where I was on the freeway and I was the sandwich car in between two other cars. So this lady wasn't paying attention and we came to a full stop and she ran into me, which made me run into a truck. My cousin just happened to start working at a chiropractor's office. And so I decided, okay, well, now my body hurts. I'm going to get adjusted. So I got adjusted. And I kept going, you know, I had to go regularly to get my body, we did physical therapy and adjustments and all that stuff. So I was going regularly to do that. And then after I got feeling better from the accident, my friends wanted to do a 5K, and I've never done a 5K before. And I don't like running. I'm just one of those NRA club members, never run again. But I wanted to be with my friends, so I did that. And I was training every night. I'd go to work, get adjusted, and then come and start training. There was a great app called Couch to 5K that I used, and I was preparing to do the 5K. So a couple things that went on that I didn't do before. A, get adjusted. B, start working out. And as a result, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I think those two things helped me get pregnant, and those two things helped me stay pregnant. My pregnancy was very scary. I was hospitalized with my daughter with preeclampsia, which means my blood pressure was extremely high. When I was admitted to the hospital, it was 200 over 100. Yeah, crazy, right? And my doctor was amazing. It's nothing by coincidence, and we're going to learn that in as we keep going on the study, but there's nothing coincidental about the doctor that I had. I didn't know that, you know, kind of God looked out for me through everything, and I couldn't see it at the time. I was so angry and so upset that I would keep losing, and he knew I was in so much pain with each loss. But everywhere he set me up, at my radio station where I worked at, it was full of believers, and I became really good friends with so many pastors. And these people prayed for me, and my boss was so understanding about taking time off, and it was where I needed to be, even though I hated God and wanted nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him. And I get it why people turn away from God. I totally can understand, because I've been down that path of really hating him and wanted nothing to do with him, never wanted to step my foot in church again, never wanted to pray a prayer to him. And it comes from a deep pain, the deepest pain you can feel. Okay, that's where it comes from. And God had to take me through a journey, and my heart got healed. It's neither here nor there, because we're talking about if you're a barren woman like me, like Sarah, like Rebecca, these are the things that I did. Okay, so we finally had my daughter, and about a year later, I found out about Young Living Essential Oils. Okay, so on this journey, I began realizing that a lot of the things I was using on myself and around my home were very dangerous and toxic to the body. And a lot of the ingredients are very unhealthy and can cause all kinds of things. It can cause cancer, it can cause respiratory issues, infertility issues. It can cause all kinds of stuff. So I'm one of those women where it affected, I really truly believe, because I don't even know, I have no, nobody has explained why I have PCOS. So the best way I can understand is probably all the chemicals I've used from birth to adulthood probably contributed to that. And so I started ditching and switching. I started switching to National Cleaning products. I started using better, I switched my makeup completely to Young Living. And by the way, my self-esteem has never gotten higher. Once I started switching my makeup, I started getting compliments like crazy, crazy, online and offline. And when someone tells you you're pretty on a regular basis, you can't help but feel good about yourself. So I'm a big advocate of that makeup, the skincare, the, you know, everything. And especially for my daughter, I ditched all the stuff from the store that I've gotten from baby showers. And I immediately switched to the Young Living, especially for her. I that might have been one of the first switches I made was for my daughter, because I didn't want her to feel the pain I felt. So when I finally got to the place where I wanted to try and have a kid, so I was getting adjusted still, regular adjustments that never stopped from that car accident. I also would try to work out. I started, you know, because prior to my daughter and prior to the 5K helped, but then I started working out on a regular basis because I went through so much loss. And my husband was so wonderful. He took me to the gym and he said, we're going to get healthy together. Not that I was unhealthy, but working out when I was at my lowest, the saddest point in my life, was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Because naturally, you become happier with working out because it affects the happy hormones and your body's releasing all these happy hormones. So you feel better and you're happier and the stress is like going away after the workout. Now, during the workout, I was like a sailor, you know, not literally, but man, I do not like feeling my body sore. I don't like breathing deep. I don't like sweating. I don't like my muscles to hurt. I don't like the workout itself. What keeps me going back is the post. The post keeps me going back. That's why this 28-day challenge to a healthier you is so important, and you should really consider joining me on the 28-day challenge to a healthier you, because we talk about these things. We talk about emotions. We talk about exercise, and we talk about eating right. We talk about drinking. We talk about all the things. We talk about all the things that make us a healthier us. And so it's so important. It's just part of the journey I've been on, and I kind of put this challenge together. And I'm hoping that after the 28-day challenge, you too will be a healthier you. We talk about affirmations and telling yourself how wonderful you are, because for a long time, I hated who I was. A long time. And I don't even know where it really started. It could have been junior high. I'm not really sure. But I listened to the lies that was told about me, that I'm not worthy, that I'm not beautiful, that I am less than, that I can be treated any which way. And I listened to the lies. Did that make me a happy person? No. No, it didn't. It affected every inch. Like, I already felt less than as a grown-up, as a married woman, because I couldn't have a child. But then I'm telling myself all these terrible things. Do you think that's going to help my marriage at all? No, I'm telling myself, there's no way he could be attracted to me. There's no way, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, all the nasty, evil things I was telling myself. And there's no way that strengthened my marriage. Was it anything my husband did? No, it was self-sabotage. So in this 28-day challenge, I teach you not to self-sabotage. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are beautiful. And I found this video. And in some of my podcasts, and you can scroll down, there's an episode, and I have this beautiful love letter from God. And God talks to you on my show. You hear his voice. It's amazing. You need to scroll down and see if you can find it. God's love letter. I don't know if that's the title of it. It could be the title of it, but that was one of the tools that God used when I was working at the radio station that softened my heart and that started to heal the inside of me. But going to this Young Living beauty school, they talked about loving who you are. And that was another tool. And then when I start using the makeup and I felt beautiful on the outside, and feeling beautiful on the outside helped me feel beautiful on the inside. And then people telling me, I was so used to, like, you know, girls in school from like junior high to high school or whatever, or even on TV and not feeling like you're good enough. Or, you know, if you, there's a man you like and maybe he doesn't like you back, or you have this big breakup and that makes you feel bad about yourself, whatever those situations are. There's things about your life that make you not feel good about who you are. And I listened to him and I bought into him, and it's just a lie. It stole my happiness and my joy for so long. And I'm not going to let it steal my happiness and my joy, because there's some reason why people like me. They see a value in me that I can't even see in myself. There was a reason why my husband fell in love with me and married me. He saw something in me that I couldn't even see in myself. Isn't that a pitiful thing? So I started ditching and switching, and I think my daughter, I started with her first, because I did not want my daughter to feel the way I felt, to cry the tears, to try to have a baby and couldn't have a baby. I didn't want that for her. And so I started with better cleaning products. I ditched the candles. I used to do candles. Did you know there's lead in candles, the candlestick? And I think it's one pack of cigarettes when you light it for 2 hours. I read it somewhere, and I'm trying to think, is it one pack or two? But it's like in 2 hours of burning that lead candle wick, you've already inhaled like a pack of cigarettes. It's terrible. Those candles are not good for you. And there's formaldehyde in it. It's ditch that and have my diffuser going. My essential oils have helped me emotionally. When I lost my fourth baby during the weekend of my sister's wedding, I have a YouTube video on that. The Lord spoke to me and said, I put my joy on earth for you. And I had a bottle of joy oil, and I was slathering that oil on just to get through the wedding. I didn't want her to know. I was dying inside, and I was devastated because I had to go to the hospital for an ectopic pregnancy. Now, that was my second one. I already lost my first fallopian tube, and now my second one is in jeopardy, which means I might not ever have baby number two. And the baby, we dissolved the baby, which was horrific to think about that. That night before my sister's wedding rehearsal. So once we got discharged, we immediately had to go to the wedding rehearsal. Can you imagine going through all that and then having to put a smile on your face because your sister's big important day is happening? It was terrible. So God said, I put my joy on earth for you, and I grabbed that joy oil and I slathered it all over my body. And it helped me get through it. And then, you know, the wedding was the next day, and I kept just putting it on and putting it on, and it really helped. But I used an essential oil to get pregnant that time and get pregnant another time. I was reading about it, and I put it on what we call the vital flex points of the body, which you can't touch the reproductive system from the outside, but there's these vital flex points that react to the reproductive system when you use an oil on certain parts of the body. So I used the essential oil twice a day, morning and night, on the Vitaflex points, and I got pregnant within 30 days. And I had told my doctor when I was ready to get pregnant, okay, I'm going to try this oil. And he's like, all right. You know, neither one of us really knew what was going to happen. And he was just as surprised as I am that 30 days later, I walked into his office pregnant. That was baby number four that I lost. But then once he cleared me, I did the same thing again, and I got pregnant with baby number six, my son. So I have four miscarriages and two live births. That's why I say baby number six when it was miscarriage number four, baby number six. So your math was correct. So yeah, I was working out, I was ditching and switching, and I used essential oils, and that's how I got pregnant. And I guess my story is just, if you're that person who is trying really hard to get pregnant, and I am not going to sit there and promise you that if you do everything I did, you're going to get pregnant, because I don't want to give you false hope, but I want to give you some hope that maybe there's something in your environment that is not allowing you to have a child. And maybe starting with adjustments might work, or starting adjustments and exercising, and maybe something like that can happen. And there's this book that I have. It's called The Supplement Desk Reference. And they have a protocol in here to get pregnant or have a healthy baby or something like that. I got to find it. I came across it. And I was like, that's wonderful. I didn't know about that, but at least now I know about it and I can help a future woman. So I've definitely got off the subject, and I've taken a lot of your time. We're going to catch this up because we're talking about a dysfunctional family And the parents last week we talked about messed up their kid because one parent favored the other. This is a lesson learned for you as parents or wanting to be parents. Don't favor your kid in front of the other. You might have more things in common with one kid over the other, but the parents in this book, in this story, we have Isaac and Rebecca. They completely favored one kid over the other. And somehow we never, and this is Beth Moore speaking, somehow we never get accustomed to the idea that pain and difficulties are part of the human experience. You know, God is not going to exempt his children from life's difficulties. Rather, he highlights those very challenges to prove our faith is genuine. We have an infinite advantage over unbelievers. However, even in the here and now of our earthly experience, our difficulties are filled with meaning and far-reaching effects, leaving warm blessings on our earthly journey. Our lives are God's. I am here. Tag on the map of humanity. So I want to leave you with some hope that, you know, even if you're going through a difficult time, like, you know, everything I've been through myself, I feel like my story is supposed to be a story of hope, is to be someone's listening ear. Like, I understand what you're going through. Here's how I overcame this. Here's the journey I went on, and it wasn't easy. I think we'll pick it up because as we continue with this story, and I want to get to Jacob, who is one of the favorite son of Rebecca, okay? Because his family is so freaking dysfunctional, but something amazing comes from his line. Something absolutely amazing. So out of dysfunction, something really cool can happen out of your family. And I want to give you hope with that. Well, and remember, I want you to highlight this, screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram, tag me, AZ Lady with a Z, AZ Lady Z. So screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram, show it on your Instagram stories, AZ Lady Z. That way other people can find this show. And also send a review on iTunes. That would be so cool. Well, like we always say, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. If you want to get into the challenge, the link is in the description or on the website, ambermayproductions.com. We'll see you there.